Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, celebrating National Ag Day and farming's future. In this week's program, we're going to learn about a farm radio network called AgWatch Network. I ran into Terry Simmons, who is the general manager at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, and we talked about his network to learn a little bit more about what these guys are doing. So I'm going to let him tell us all about it.
Terry, I would like to just have a chat with you here about what you guys are doing. I'm very interested in it since you're in the broadcast sector, my background, and let's learn a little bit. Tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all, and how you got into this business.
Well, I've been in media and business development for many years. I've done some freelance work for AgWatch, ran their social media presence for a couple of years. And the guy that actually founded AgWatch, Rick Crawford, got elected to Congress. And whenever he got elected to Congress, he sold the company, and that ended up opening up a position for me. So I came on board, and I'm the general manager and the farm director there.
Fantastic. It's interesting how things work out sometimes, you know. Let's talk about, you know, besides, you know, Rick, because I knew of that story. Do you know when was it originally founded?
AgWatch was founded about 7 years ago, and it was originally called the Greenway Ag Network, and it was a kind of an outreach arm of Greenway Equipment Company, and Rick Crawford worked with them, and then he separated it off, and they bought a radio station and kind of expanded the business. And so it's been through a couple of iterations, and since I've been on board for just a little over a year, and since I've been on board, we've tried to sort of expand into more multimedia. We've had a new website designed where we're able to do original written content. So we like to think of ourselves as sort of a virtual print publication, and I go out and cover events, able to take a lot of glossy, high-resolution pictures and put photo galleries on our website, then write a good story. And we have a partnership with the Mid-America Farmer Grower magazine where we share content, and we're able to cover a lot more of the Delta and Mid-South area as a team. And so a lot of the stories that I write are printed in Mid-America Farmer Grower, and then we have access to their content to put on our website as well. We're hoping to expand into video this year. We've got some video equipment, and I've been trying to learn some video editing skills. So hopefully once farmers are out in the field, we'll be able to do some short video segments dealing with different aspects of agriculture.
Well, I'll tell you one thing when it comes to video, which has always been really my passion from when I went to University of Florida. Just in the last 10 years, learning how to do some editing today, my opinion, is a whole lot easier than it was 10 years ago. It still takes, you know, some more time than editing photos and your audio, but the technology and the new software that's out there is just unbelievable what you can do today. So that's great to know. I love the name too, AgWatch Network. How did that come about to make that the name of the?
I'll just kind of have to tell you the story that I've heard, the legend behind the name AgWatch. Rick Crawford, before he founded the company, he worked at a radio station in Jonesboro called KFIN, K-F-I-N, and he was the farm director there. And he became very interested in politics through being their farm director. And, of course, I guess that passion really took him over, and he got elected to Congress. But when he first got interested in politics, his thinking was with AgWatch, he would cover ag policy from Washington and at the state level, and really keep farmers and agribusiness people better informed about what the realities were and kind of the behind-the-scenes dealing that go on in Washington and at the state level. And so AgWatch name came out of the idea that they'd be watching what went on politically that would affect agriculture.
Well, I love the name. I think it's a great name. So now, you know, you're general manager. You've got a staff?
Yes, we have a guy that's a news director and a producer named Dylan Davis. He's great. He loves editing, loves putting together high-quality audio segments. Then we have an office manager that does all of our program scheduling for us and all the accounting. And this semester we have an intern from the Agriculture Department at Arkansas State in Jonesboro.
Yeah, I ran into a former intern of mine here at the show and working for Monsanto now. And it's just great. I've always thought that for any company, if you can help our young folks and get them hopefully interested in with a little practical in the field experience, we need that. I mean, especially in the ag media today, finding people who not only have a passion for hopefully communications, but with a farm background as well. So let's see here. Talk a little bit about your coverage area and your broadcast over a list of radio stations. Tell me a little bit more about how the whole network is set up.
Okay, well, we cover four states. We have affiliates in five states. We only have one in Mississippi, but we cover the entire state of Arkansas, and that's row crop and livestock and poultry. Of course, the poultry industry is very big in Arkansas, and a lot of people don't know this, but there's a large cattle herd in Arkansas as well, beef cattle. We cover the Boot Heel of Missouri and the bottom really two tiers of counties all the way across Missouri. We cover Kentucky, and we cover West Tennessee to about Jackson. So we're in five states. We have 52 radio station affiliates, and they're just well positioned throughout that area. So anything in Delta, what's referred to as Delta or Mid-South agriculture, we're very interested in it.
So that's why we see you exhibiting here at this show, because, boy, these are your listeners or subscribers right here.
Yeah, this is ground zero for us, and we're located in Jonesboro, Arkansas, which is about an hour northwest of Memphis. But looking around this farm and gin show, you know, there'll be thousands of farmers here today, and we have, of course, relationship with a lot of the other exhibitors. They're advertisers of ours, and it's our biggest event of the year, and it's certainly the most fun event that we have because it really lets us touch so many people and reconnect with people.
Now, do you have specific sponsors for this show, to cover this show?
No, we really, our main sponsorship here is we work with the Farm and Gin Show itself. The Farm and Gin Show is a partnership between the Southern Cotton Ginners Association and Delta Farm Press, and then we work we do some interviews with the people talking about what the show's going to be like this year and getting information out and make sure everyone gets signed up and comes over here. It's just amazing to see the farm families here. Three and four generations, I can hear a baby screaming in the background here right now, three and four generations of cotton and rice and soybean and corn farmers walking around here having a wonderful time.
Well, at least right now they're not in the cab right across from us honking the horn like they were earlier. It sounded like we were out on the street in a busy street or something. But yeah, that's one thing I've noticed. This is my second year coming to the show, is how it is family oriented. I mean, I can't count the number of strollers that are going around here with little babies.
Yeah, that's one of the things that when I first started coming to the Farm and Gin Show, Tim Price, the director of the Farm and Gin Show, told me, you're going to be surprised at all the little kids that you see here. And he said there are so many families from around the Mid-South and even from Alabama and Georgia that come here, Louisiana, Texas, that this is an annual trip that they make. They come to Memphis. They have great barbecue here. They go to Beale Street. They listen to the blues. And it's just a whole weekend with the Farm and Gin Show kind of as the centerpiece for it.
Speaking of sponsors and advertisers, because that's very important to us too, what would you kind of sum up would be reasons why they should be looking at AgWatch Network in order to reach their customers develop their brand in this area? How would you say that?
Well, I think it's probably our personal touch that we have with producers. You know, I think a lot of advertising gets lost or kind of falls on deaf ears with farmers because people are speaking at the farmer. There's nothing we like better than going out with the farmer, walking around their fields with them, and our stories kind of come from that point of view. So, and farmer to farmer is something that a lot of people don't think about, but I think is vitally important because an agribusiness company can talk to a farmer all they want to about their product. But if one farmer talks to another farmer about that agribusiness company's product, it's so much better. And there's so much more trust there. And so AgWatch is centered on the farmer. And so we have such a great relationship with the producers themselves that through our trust, agribusiness companies can really reach them.
Well, before we close, just one last question. Anything else that we didn't touch on that you'd like to say to our audience about AgWatch?
Well, you know, I'd just like to say that we're constantly looking to expand, looking to reach out and find those stories that are underreported. So if you have a good story, last weekend I was at a big flower and garden show in Little Rock, and people don't talk about horticulture. People don't talk about commercial mushroom farming. And there are a lot of great stories out there that other farmers and producers would love to hear about that we're just not aware of. And so if people bring those to our attention, we'd love to cover them. And you can visit our website at agwatchnetwork.com and or just look for us on the radio.
Well, we'll definitely point them that way because, you know, as I learned early on in this internet thing we call the internet, it's what links is what makes it work, actually. People don't really realize how important links are. But we link to everything we can and hope maybe we get a few links back sometimes, too. But I'm sure you know what that's all about. Well, thank you very much, Terry Simmons. He's the general manager for AgWatch Network, and we're sitting here visiting at the 2015 Mid-South Farm and Gin Show in Memphis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
And that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.